I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Rolling into hour number two on a Halloween in New York City. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Be part of Overreaction Monday. We've gotten a lot of overreactions via Twitter, at Barton Hahn. So we got Bibbs81 said, I can't call in today, but what are the Lions doing? Like, seriously, score what, 27 points in the first half, then zero.
Listen.
Something has to give.
Nope.
They can't win a game, more like going 0 for the rest of the season.
I'm fine with where the Lions are. Like,
yeah.
Lions are talented on offense. They are horrible on defense. And it wears that offense out. But, man, are they fun and beautiful to watch. They have one side of the ball completely on lock.
Okay.
They don't need another damn thing. They got a.
Is Jared Goff their guy going forward?
No, not at all. We don't care about that.
And right. Well, you said they don't need another thing. I think they do need another thing.
No, it's perfect. Jared Goff is doing his job. He's playing well, just well enough for them to lose. They have two first-round draft picks because they still get Matthew Stafford. And how's that pick looking? Mm-hmm. Their pick, you talking about, they're going to have a Rams pick. That's looking pretty damn good.
Right.
And they got their own pick. So they don't even have to do anything for Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, or anybody. Man, you talk about being able to support a young quarterback. How about having the best line in football? How about having with St. Brown and when Jameson Williamson comes back and T.J. Hockenson and DeAndre Swift
there's
and
weapons.
Williams
yeah,
having
–
you talk about a ready-made spot for a young quarterback to come in, and that's if they decide to do that. But if they don't decide to do that, and they say, you know what? We sitting up here high. We going to rock with Jimmy G. All we need is Jimmy G with this type of team. And then use those two first-round draft picks for Will Anderson and whoever the other top or move down because somebody going to need a quarterback. And they get three first-round draft picks and they get a guy like Will Anderson and they get a great D tackle and another corner. And then in free agency, they got all this money because they ain't paying no damn body.
All right, so you're buying the future stock of the Detroit Lions.
Man, that
despite
offense,
the fact that they are one in a million right
listen,
now.
Listen,
they don't win.
They don't win, but man, at home, they average 38
one
points.
And six.
They average 38 points at home. 30. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
They average 38 points. They can score on anybody. That is a good defense in Miami.
Do you know that they've scored as many points as the Vikings this season? Their problem? They are a net of minus 52 on the season.
Yeah.
225 points against.
Can't stop nobody.
Can't stop a nosebleed, one great man once said.
And just think, they've scored that many points, and they got blank zeroed against the Patriots. They didn't score a point against the Patriots.
That's a lot of
points. So in every single game.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So imagine what they –
yeah. All right, so Bart's buying the Lions going forward. It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from
2 years ago.
Seaport.
2 years ago, that ain't going to be a problem.
Brought to you by Grey Goose. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Going to get a couple of takes that you had in the first hour that we're going to reset on. But I love some of the tweets we're getting, so I do want to read them and get your reaction to them. And is it Overreaction Monday? And we do have calls to get to as well. Stevie B said that Bart should dress up as a vending machine because he'd be eating all the snacks daily in the studio.
Yeah, I should. And I got a vending machine company.
Like
it's called
that.
Scott Snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you need some vending machines, holler at your boy. I'll come get you right. You know, whatever you want, man. You want Moet in your vending machines? It's customized.
How many bags of chips did he have in there?
Moet vending machine. Phila Raymond said the Cowboys should trade Zeke while he's still worth something.
Who the hell going to take that contract? They can't. That's why they didn't cut him.
Sherrod said, overreaction, Geno Smith MVP. You can't argue with the results.
I ain't pick up, though.
Right.
Yo, Geno is the comeback player of the year. He is comeback player of the year. He's putting real pressure on Seattle.
Is he 32 now, right? 32, yeah, 32 years old.
So he can play to 37, 5 years. They're putting, and just imagine, you can go draft a young quarterback and sit behind Geno for 2 years if you feel like Geno's okay and Geno can be his mentor. Like, Geno's made himself some real money. Mm-hmm. He might get his first real contract. Next year, Seattle might reward him with, like, $25 million a year.
Give him something because, A, he's showing you how comfortable he is in the offense. Pete Carroll, like,
his athleticism, he looks more athletic than Russ when he runs and decides to take off. And his arm is amazing. He's still got a good arm. He's always had a great arm.
Always
when he
had the
back,
arm.
Always going back from Virginia.
His neck up. His decision-making was always those moments where you'd, like, what are you looking at, right? But that's typical of a young quarterback. But he spent so much time as a backup.
Yo.
That, I guess, to his credit, he kept putting in the work as far as the study and the preparation.
Stand ready. Just think he was in Seattle just sitting behind.
And we thought this was going to be, he know, right, what did you say at the start of the season?
He knew the assignment.
He knew the assignment.
Yo, well, I'm telling you.
Apparently, that's not the assignment.
I'm telling you what. I ain't did this in a long time.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to buy me a Geno Smith. I ain't never bought a jersey. I'm going to buy me a, he's earned my respect.
You're buying a Geno Smith Seahawks jersey.
Matter of fact, I might have to call their equipment manager.
Hey, Seattle.
Ask for a game-worn Geno Smith autographed jersey, and I might have to apologize for all the slander that I've had. But he earned that slander just like he's earning his praise.
Okay, that's fair.
And I might have to become the vice president of the Geno Smith fan club. I mean, because for somebody to be patient, to wait their turn to do everything right, not knowing if they're ever going to get a legitimate chance to prove the work that they did behind closed doors in the dark.
It's a good story. I mean, it really is a good story.
To me, it's the most amazing story in football. A guy at 32 years old, 8 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen this since Rich Gannon. Maybe Jeff Hostetler, who struggled early in his career, then he had a couple good years. Like, for somebody to bounce around, Jets, Giants, Seattle, San Diego or the Chargers,
mm-hmm.
four teams, 8 years. And now he may lead his team from the abyss, from the basement.
Late bloomer who just kept working. That's the main thing. He only
What's
had 212 passing yards, right?
Is Julius Randle like the basketball equivalent?
No.
The year that Julius Randle had a couple years ago.
Yeah, Julius Randle was 26 years old or 24 years old when he did that. It's not 32.
But that's like he was like 10 when he came into the league.
No, I wouldn't make that comparison.
Hold up.
It's really hard to make a parallel to something like this because you're talking about a guy that was in the league for 10 years.
No, he's only been in the league 8 years.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like
he's been in the league a long time.
Right.
And it's like that Nirvana thing that happens where your body can still do it and your brain, mm-hmm. They all come at the same time. 212 passing yards yesterday, so two passing touchdowns. He has 13 passing touchdowns this season, which is the most, tied for the most, that he's had in a single season in his career. And where are we now? Halfway through the season? So this for him, I mean, it's a really good story, and it's something they say, good for him. A little bit of breaking news here, by the way.
In trades?
No, it's on the college football side of things. Yes, Auburn has fired head coach Brian Harsin.
Contract
two
guaranteed.
Seasons, well, but it's only in his second season, but they've lost four in a row. And you know how it is. In
it's
that
no
SEC,
patience
baby,
in Alabama. No patience.
You can't. None of you. So big news there in the college football storylines.
Well, Wisconsin was first. They fired their head coach early. Jim Leonard, my former teammate, is the head coach now. Inner head coach.
Nebraska?
Yeah, Nebraska and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I thought Nebraska was the first. They
immediately made that move. Yeah, right? Frost is on thin ice.
Well done. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Just fell into that one.
We'll get back to your overreaction calls momentarily. Bart, let's just reset a couple of things that we talked about in the previous hour as we reset on Week 8. And we still have, of course, a game tonight, a little AFC North battle as well, right? You have the Bengals and the Browns on Monday Night Football. But one thing you said, let's go through a couple real quick hits. First and foremost, Packers don't look right. Not as good as we thought they'd be. Packers just don't look right.
Yeah, man. And it is no easy fix. You can say blame it on the receivers, but we thought this defense, talent-wise, the best cornerback in the league in Zaire Alexander. Uh-huh. You know, they went out and brought Quay Walker in. Campbell was a highly rated, touted Pro Bowl
so
running
back.
So
this is an underachievement, Smith, right? This is not like a reality check. This is an underachievement. This is
a colossal failure. Like, okay. I don't understand the parts of this team should be greater than what they've been performing.
Okay.
This should be a top five defense and led with a strong running game. Like Tonyan, this supposed to be, Bakhtiari's supposed to be a stud. The other right tackle who had like 13 holding penalties the other day, the 74, okay, should be a much better player.
So something's not right with
something's
this team.
Right. I don't know if you fix
this. This is underachieving. This is not like, well, in reality, they're just not that good. No, this is underachieving. Okay, another take, which this is a story I think will follow us now the rest of the season. The Eagles are legitimate Super Bowl contenders, and you feel like even especially after making the Robert Quinn trade.
Yeah, this is a team that's all in. I mean, you talk about the beauty of Howie Roseman, you know, trading a fourth-round pick for Robert Quinn. But next year when they let him go, they get a fourth-round compensatory pick. So they basically got him for nothing.
Crazy.
Because they're going to lose him and get the pick that they got back. So, I mean, you talk about general managers making smart moves like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they still have New Orleans' first-round pick and their first-round pick. They're going to get better. And Jalen Hurts, if he's the answer, they use those picks to improve. They don't use those picks to move up
they
for
don't
a quarterback.
Need a quarterback. Right. 10 straight wins in starts for Jalen Hurts. Eagles haven't seen that from a quarterback since 1950. They are 7-0 atop the league. Another one of Bart's takes in that first hour. Buffalo is a super team. They are the only one in the league. So even though we're saying the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender, would you say Buffalo is the team to beat?
Yeah, because Philly don't have a super quarterback. They have a good quarterback that plays well in the system. Josh Allen plays well in any system.
Right.
You drop him on any team right now, and he becomes a problem.
He seems like this system is like he wrote the book
and his,
on this.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
This guy is peaking physically as a man, and his mind is catching up to his body, and he's doing amazing things, and he has total command of this team. And they're a super team led by Von Miller as far as being baby Moses.
Let's get a couple more here. From takes, Bart's takes in the first hour, reactions to week 8 of the NFL season. Christian McCaffrey does the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah.
I mean, he throws for one, he catches one, he runs for one. Haven't seen that since what? LT, right?
With Daniel Tomlinson back in 2005? Against Rex's brother and the Patriots, I think.
Right.
He was with San Diego.
And you say, though, with this addition and what they look like right now, you said, I'd be very afraid to face the Niners in the playoffs.
Yeah, this is the biggest threat to Philly, to Minnesota. Right now, no team, even though they're 4-4, their Super Bowl odds should be up there with anybody. Remember, they did this without Debo, who can run for one, who can catch for one, and can throw for one, too.
Yes,
so they got two players that can do the same damn thing, because he showed us what he can do as a running back as well.
I love the story, too, about how Kyle Shanahan just kind of had practice, like, hey, can Christian McCaffrey throw a football?
Yeah,
they're
check
like, let's check it out. Oh, yeah, that worked.
Hit Ayuk and stride.
Let's go ahead and do it. All right, and the last take that you had is one that going into the season, if you told me that the Raiders would be 2-5 right now, like what? Like, no way, not with all the additions they made and everything. So Bart's take is a very simple one. It sounds basic, but it's right. The Raiders should be better.
It's amazing. I can't believe that they have collapsed this far. Like Davante Adams, sometimes be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
It seemed like if Rodgers and Adams were still together, that team would probably be undefeated. That's
the
how
Packers would be undefeated.
Damn near.
But wait a minute, Derek Carr's a good quarterback. This has to be someone's fault.
It's coaching, man.
Josh McDaniels, who said I'm wearing this loss, the shutout loss in New Orleans. This is on him, and he said it's on me, but you agree. Yeah, it is on you.
It's all on him. He made a lot of changes, spent a lot of money.
Wow.
He spent a lot of future equity to come in and go get Chandler Jones. He went out there, made the move for Davante Adams.
Yep.
Like he traded some pieces, cut Leatherwood, and two wins. Hey, man, I don't know if you cut out for this business. Like some people are just great as being an assistant coach. They can't handle the responsibility of putting together a team of – coaches and leading them.
Okay, later on in the hour, we'll get the BS translator going. What they said, what they really mean. Something we haven't talked about is what happened in London as Russell Wilson comes out the winner there.
Coming up
in just a few seconds, we'll get back to your calls. Overreaction Monday. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hurts looks, fakes, still looking. He is going deep down the far side, and it is A.J. Brown again! Another touchdown! 29 yards!
Boom! Jalen Hurts and the Eagles just continue to roll. What I mean, you talk about freaks. Is this team a freak? I mean, they expect them again. You expect them to beat the Steelers. You expect them to win this game because they are just a better team.
They got an easy schedule, man.
But it is. I mean, they're 7-0.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts has won 10 straight starts now as a starter. Like he is. You can't say, I don't know, is he the right guy? They just keep winning with this guy.
They're not invincible, though.
It's the longest winning streak, by the way, by an Eagles quarterback since 1950. This is the kind of success that they have not normally seen. He and A.J. Brown, immediate connection. It's sort of like what Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow were last year. You're just seeing this
chemistry. They knew each other. He recruited
just like Burrow and Chase. Just like Burrow and Chase.
Coming out of high school, I think.
So there's a trust there. It's just what's happening there. What's happening in Philadelphia with the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, is special. I mean, it is something that you have to believe eventually this is legit. Like, this is a real thing
you're watching. Yeah.
Remember we talked about, like, that Steelers 11-0 start a couple of years ago? It's like, that was Fugazi.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain teams that get run out to big starts, and you're like, I don't know if I trust it. By now, you got to trust it. And Jalen Hurts, you know he trusts A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I have a lot of trust in A.J. have a lot of trust in him. I think that's a lot of the reason why he's here, and you know we've always had a great relationship, and I think it's been beautiful to see how it's unfolded throughout the year, how that, you know, personally for him and I, and also us on the field. You know, I've always had a lot of admiration for his mentality, his want to, and he's been doing great things for us. I'm proud of him as a friend and as a quarterback.
Bart, by now, as we're 8 weeks into the season, are they a Super Bowl contender? A legit, like, I could see them playing in Arizona Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're legitimate. Listen, Howie Roseman thinks so. He wouldn't make the trade that he made.
That's right.
To go out and get reinforcement for Robert Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no super team to me. The only super team to me maybe is Buffalo, because their quarterback plays on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And he, like, whatever goes down, he can put the entire organization, offense and defense, like, hey, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jalen Hurts can do that, but I tell you what, a team that I would be afraid of, San Francisco. Like, you can see San Francisco.
All right, so that's where, and we'll get to them in that game and that performance and Christian McCaffrey. There's, like I said, a lot to get to, but just staying with the Eagles, because the NFC, like you mentioned, like the AFC, you see Buffalo, right? Like you got
Buffalo, Kansas City.
Kansas City. Like that's those are teams. But when you look at the NFC and we're looking for teams to emerge, like the Vikings, nobody's talking about the Vikings. The Vikings do nothing but keep winning too. They're going to run away with that division.
Their only loss was to Philly.
That's right. But and it was a bad one too. But they're going to run away with that division. So do we, you know, you're looking at the Vikings and you mentioned the 49ers and what they kind of
nobody
going
to want to see them.
The Rams are who knows?
They won't even make the playoffs.
You know, the NFC South, you want to bless you. You want to like you want to think, will Brady get it right? Will they get it right? And who knows? But
Atlanta's going to win that division.
And then last but not least, a team in their own division, the Dallas Cowboys, who every week continue to look legit.
See, but that's the crazy thing.
So who's in the way of this team? If somebody's in the way of the Eagles, who is it?
The crazy thing is, like, if Dallas doesn't win this division, they got to go to Minnesota. Or what if they draw the easy game against, like, Tampa? Like, so seeding is important. If I'm like, if I know I'm not going to win the division, and I can sit my guys and lose and drop, depending on matchups, I would want to go say, you know what, I'd rather go to play Tampa. If Tampa wins, I'm going to want to go play the team from the NFC South, right? So however that matches up, that's what I'm going to do, right? So you think about it, right? I think I forgot how the matchups go. Seven would have to play two, right? So you think the Vikings are looking like, oh, hell no.
Right.
So my consolation prize, please, Seattle, start losing so I can see you. I do not want game one. I do not want the 49ers coming to my crib.
Even in your building.
And I'm the number two seed. I don't want no smoke.
Interesting you say
like,
that.
And you look at the Cowboys, like, even though with the standings, the Cowboys would be like, because if they don't win their division, they can't finish in the top four. So that's not like really seeding for playoffs. So that means the Cowboys would probably be six or seven because you look at Eagles one. Right, Vikings two, then it has to go.
Remember this. The
Falcons will have to be four. Yeah, the four seed.
The schedule that we're showing right now, if you're watching us on the app, the schedule. The standings we're showing is just standings. It's not seedings because, like you said, wild card is different. You win the division, you get your seeding. Obviously, the best record gets the bye.
Right,
but this all still has to play out because teams haven't really played a lot of divisional games yet.
Right.
We see that at the end of the season,
so
and that's when
tank.
It starts to separate.
Yeah, it gets real.
So, well, you know, again, we'll see. But
the Commanders are knocking on the door. What are you? This world is crazy.
Come to think of it.
This world is crazy.
We'll have Heineke. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes, overreaction Monday continues with your calls. And as Bart mentioned, the 49ers and what happened there. As I said, there were a lot of great running back performances yesterday. And one of them.
They're hitting for the cycle?
Yeah, that's right. It's the Gordie Howe hat trick. We'll discuss. Bart and Han.
I like that. You know, you want to make me smile.
But you know what, though? You still have, you got something for us, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for all the ones who get it done.
Granger.
Scary
music? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get it done when I come to your window.
All right, that sounds creepy. I'm
going to stand over your bed.
I'm
going to make sure your juice is properly staffed. For all the ones who get it done, Granger is here for you, and they're always here to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with 24/7 support. Experienced staff and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down those hard-to-find items. Plus, Granger's commitment to being your safety partner can keep your facility safe and your peoples.
Your peoples.
Better keep your people safe.
Yes.
If not, I'm coming after their ass with a 13-inch machete. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Thank God you
if
said
they
machete.
Don't, I will.
Bart and Han.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. If you're just joining us or stayed with us, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. The gremlins have gotten to us at some point. We just suddenly dropped out.
One mic like that.
Yeah. We are. All I need is one mic. We are literally sharing one microphone right now, and that's what we're doing. Make the best of it. But in the meantime, we have you to talk to, and you can talk to us and be part of the show. We will, once we figure things out, we'll get to BS Translator. We'll have fun with that. We've got Damian Woody coming on. Hopefully we'll be able to figure out how we can handle that as well. But yes, the gremlins have gotten to us, but we are fighting back as best as we can. So why don't we, Bart, take some more calls?
Peyton, Eli, and the bus.
We need Ghostbusters? We certainly do. All right. At least, Bart, you can hear. That's the most important thing. So let the Overreaction Monday festivities continue. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got John in Long Island. What's happening, John?
Good morning. How you guys doing? I didn't realize it was Overreaction Monday, so my overreaction first is outside of Baker Mayfield, Zach Wilson is the worst quarterback to ever touch a football field. I'm going to say that first, which brings me to my question. I want to ask you guys, if he keeps playing this bad, I mean, the Jets have a win now ready outside of the O-line. We have a win now ready roster. I mean, how many more chances is he going to get? Could we see a quarterback change next year or even within this season? I appreciate you guys for taking my call.
So you can't take two quarterbacks in the top 10 and within 4 years, not have either of them. Like, I understand you want a proven commodity, but at some point you got to coach somebody and see what they can be. Like, he had a bad game. Everybody was happy with the progress that he showed when he went down the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense and got it done. When you have a young quarterback, you have inconsistent play. And that's what you saw. You saw a quarterback that played bad, that tried to do too much, who tried to make it about himself because the best offensive player that they had was gone. So he tried to put it on himself and say, let me show everybody what I can do. Let me show these off-schedule plays. And you don't do that against a Bill Belichick team. Against a Bill Belichick team, you don't improvise. The ball has to go out. You have to be decisive. You either drop back and you take off like Justin Fields did or like Lamar Jackson did when they had 87 yards for Justin Fields, 102 for Lamar Jackson, and made him pay every time they decided to play man-to-man coverage and turn their backs. Instead of that, Zach Wilson decided to say, let me show you guys that I can lose ground, run to the sideline, and throw the football off balance. That is not a recipe for success against a disciplined football team that's coached by Bill Belichick. So that's a him problem. And what compounds that problem is the fact that they have the best team in football that they got to face next week. They had an opportunity to win one yesterday and maybe fight and see where you at as far as a measuring stick against the Buffalo Bills, and then to play the Patriots again, have an opportunity to knock them out with a death blow the second time around. Now they're only one game behind, and if the Patriots win next week and you lose to Buffalo, they're going to be tied and they're going to have a tiebreaker. And so now you let a team that's been your nemesis close the gap because you decided to play hero ball instead of being disciplined.
And that goes for LaFleur too.
We'll get a little bit deeper into this too, because Zach Wilson admitted something after the game that I don't know if it was the right thing to do, because it did give you a window into why things looked so bad. We continue with your calls on Barton Hahn, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Damien's in New Jersey. Damien.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So, first off, before I get to my overreaction, I just want to thank Bart for all the years that we were actually able to make reacting on tonight. I think, yeah, I think, gosh, I'm going to be honest. I think that Zach Wilson showed yesterday that without Breece and ABT, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You know, the crazy thing is, it wasn't like he was under duress. He had a good pocket. He just didn't believe in it, and he gave up on it. And instead of stepping up, he retreated, which kills your blocking. If when you retreat and I'm blocking somebody, you basically run to where I'm blocking them. So like you ran into pressure, and why they didn't get Elijah Moore more involved? Why they only ran the ball 13 times? At no point were they ever down by more than 12 points. They led all the way up until the third quarter. Why they abandoned ship like that is beyond me. And why Brayden Mann decided to have the worst day of his career, either kicking a ball off or punting, was crazy. Like perfect storm. It was no reason why they should lose to that Patriots football team. They're a much better team, even without Breece Hall, and they failed to close the door. And that's on him, like, because he has to be better. And, you know, if they would have put Mike White in, they have to have a short leash. If he's not going to learn and saying he's getting bored and can't stay patient playing the position of quarterback, then put Mike White in. I bet you he knows his assignment, and I bet you the ball comes out on time.
They elevated him to QB2, which is a very interesting thing to do in, you know, when you consider you have a vet in Joe Flacco who's there and supposed to be there kind of as your support. What did you think of what Matthew Judon said from the Patriots after this game? He basically said they boogie-oogied Wilson into three interceptions. What he's basically saying is that it's like
he's scary as hell.
He said we put him under pressure, kept him under duress. We weren't able to get him on the ground, but we were able to get in the backfield, he said, and kind of, you know, boogie-oogie him into errant throws. You force errant throws. If you can't get him on the ground, you get a hand up in his face, you try to make him throw it out of bounds or an errant throw off the mark. They tipped a couple of his passes, and they looked like they were frustrating him. And then something that Zach Wilson admitted afterwards was that he said, like, yeah, you know, you play a safe game, you know, you kind of throw it out of bounds if you have nothing. And he said that gets boring. Is he basically admitting, again, a young quarterback, we've seen this with a lot of young quarterbacks. Is he basically admitting, like, you know, I wanted to do more, and so I just got out of what I need to do and tried to force things, and it blew up in his face, basically.
What he should have did was take off, like Mac Jones was doing once he saw it was man-to-man coverage. You just take off. You don't even read. You just take off and make them pay. You got easy hitting yards right there. And instead, he tried to make it about him. And remember how he tried to show humility. I don't care about my stats, you know, as long as we win. And now he's out there chasing stats. Yeah, it looks good, right? 355 yards passing. Still got the L. So you don't get credit. You're getting criticized today, and you had what you would think, oh, 355 yards. But it's at a loss. So what's more important to you, the stats or the dub? And that's not boring. Going to the playoffs ain't boring. But guess what? When we went to the playoffs with Mark Sanchez, it was real boring. How was that 17-13 game against San Diego? How was that game against the Bengals? That was real boring. But guess what? Moving on in the playoffs is real exciting. So you got to decide, choose your boring. You know how they say choose your difficult? Like going to work every day, busting your ass, eating right, living right to try to dream. Real difficult. Struggling to pay your bills, lights turned off, air turned off. That's real difficult too. Life's difficult. Choose your difficult. Football's boring. Choose your boring.
Yeah, it's something that Dan Orlovsky talked about on Get Up about. Was this from Get Up, by the way? I want to make sure I'm getting it from the right place that he said it. Yes, this is from Get Up. Talking about Zach Wilson and basically what he needs to do is simply grow up.
There's a difference between carelessness and aggression. There's a difference between confidence and ego. Right now, you play with such ego, such carelessness, such recklessness with the football. And there's moments in that game where you sit there and go, that's what it looks like. There's that second round talent. But these decisions are unbelievably reckless. You don't have to do this anymore, Zach. You are a talented enough player, and there's 70 snaps a game. This means you have to grow up, because right now you're holding your football team and certainly your offense back. You ain't playing against the Mountain West anymore, dude. This is the NFL. And guess what? At some point, your organization is going to look at you, and I get that you're young, and I get that you're talented. And they're going to say, you ain't the guy.
Yeah, and that's a decision you got to make. Ask Geno Smith. He had to wait 8 years to get another opportunity. Ask Mitch Trubisky. He had to wait, you know, 2 years to get another opportunity. Look at Marcus Mariota. He had to wait 3 years or 2 years to get another opportunity. If you don't get it right, it is a lonely road back, because guess what? It is so many shiny new cars out there coming out of the college ranks every single year. It's going to be somebody this year. Oh, with the throw of the offseason. Oh, the throw in the workouts and in the combine. So listen, you're a new shiny car. You're gonna get the benefit of the doubt because it's the honeymoon phase. But man, in this league, do they get tired of you real, real quick? So like, keep coming in and kind of smug a little bit when he was doing those answers and kind of short, chewing his little bubble gum, you know, kind of short and being like, you know, kind of a little arrogant with it. Ask Sam Darnold. Let's see the next time he gets an opportunity, because now P.J. Walker and put him and Baker Mayfield ass on the shelf, and they'll never play again for the Carolina Panthers.
That's an amazing reality there, too. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Some news in the NFL. It's Bart and Hahn. The Detroit Lions have fired defensive backs coach Aubrey Pleasant. Source confirms to ESPN. Is that just essentially somebody's got to pay the price?
Really, is it his fault? Really, is it his fault? Like, stop it, man. That's my guy over there. I forget. Aaron Glenn. Like, stop it. Like, you the defensive coordinator, man. Stop it. Really, it's the defensive backs coach. Really. It's his fault. Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, someone's head had to roll here. Is it like, you know, you had to pay the price somehow, some way? They make a change, but that's what the Lions are doing. But the Lions are not doing a lot of winning. But Bart feels pretty good about them. In fact, you actually feel like their future.
2 years. Remember how they had the Sports Illustrated? 2 years from now, the Lions of Detroit will be in the Super Bowl.
So this is the Houston Astros of the NFL. All right, stay with us, Bart.
Don't be chocolate.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.